The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Over the last 2 days, we've had 3 funerals. And one of the benefits, if you want to put it that way, of a funeral is that we're often left with beautiful bouquets of flowers, and that's the case here. These 2 beautiful bouquets were left from the funerals. Cut flowers, as you know, don't last forever. And we find that roses don't last long at all. So if you're going to send flowers to my funeral, don't give me roses. Try chrysanthemums. I think they last longer. But we know that cut flowers don't last forever. They don't. They fade, they wither, because they're cut off from the root. And that's really the message of our readings today. When we get cut off from our roots, which is all about Jesus, about the Trinity, about our faith, we wither and we fail. We die. But if we are rooted in Christ, we're like what the readings tell us about, plants that are planted right next to running water. They're always green. They're always flourishing. They're always producing good fruit. That's what we are called to be, plants that are rooted in Jesus Christ, people, disciples, that look to Jesus Christ for everything. And the readings also tell us that we are called to be a people of hope. We are called to be a people of hope, and hope has to be rooted, again, in God. If it's not, it's not real hope. It's just wishful thinking. So hope is not wishing that it's true that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that he defeated the power of sin and death once and for all, that one day, if we're faithful, we will experience the resurrection of the body. It's not wishful thinking. Hope tells us that it will happen if we are faithful. That's the good news. That's the very positive news. This past week in daily masses, we have been reading from the book of Genesis, the story of creation and the sin of Adam and Eve. That's the bad news, but that's only one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is what we're celebrating right now, the good news of salvation, that through his death and resurrection, Jesus destroyed the power of sin and death, opened the gates of paradise, and has made it possible for you and me to one day return to paradise. We were kicked out through the sin of Adam and Eve, but through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we're allowed to go back, again, if we are faithful disciples. That's the good news. That's the hope in which we are rooted, hopefully, in Jesus Christ. Paul says, if we don't believe in the resurrection, then everything's false. But he says, if we have hope in the resurrection, if we believe in it, then we will know which way to go. And just like with Adam and Eve, and this is maybe good news, bad news, or maybe mixed news, we have free will. We have free choice. We can choose to say no to God, which means we're choosing hell. Or we can say, yes, Lord, I choose you And I recommit myself to you each and every day to doing what I'm called to do as a faithful disciple. And as a faithful disciple, I'm called to pray, I'm called to read the scriptures, to know the teachings of the church, to go forth and practice my faith, live it, bring the light of Christ to other people. That's how we grow in our discipleship. That's how we say to God, yes, Lord, my hope is in you. I want to be with you for all eternity. So God's really giving us a very good offer because he's done the heavy work. He's done the heavy lifting. He died. He suffered for us. He rose from the dead so that we can know the way. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But again, it's up to us each and every day to say yes to the Lord, to do what God calls us to do, to commit ourselves to the Lord. Now, again, we also have to remember that Jesus says, if we are faithful, and that's what he says in the Sermon on the Plain, which is similar to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, he says, if we're poor, if we're weeping, if we're insulted, persecuted, we're supposed to leap for joy. That comes with being a disciple of the Lord. So it's not all beautiful flowers all the way, but rather the more we do the will of God, the more we're going to find that there is this evil that is pushing against us. But again, Jesus says, don't worry about that. I have overcome evil, and all you have to do is be faithful each and every day. So I think one of the questions we can ask ourselves is, does hope live in our hearts? Would people look upon us as a hope-filled people? Do people see us bringing the good news of salvation to people who may not have hope, who live in darkness, who live in despair, who are depressed? Would they come to us looking for that light of hope? Or do we not let it shine in our lives? Do we not have that hope? Is our faith weak? What do we need to do to build up our faith so we can be like those beautiful plants, flowers, that are right next to this flowing stream, always producing greenery and beauty and fruit, not only for our own nourishment, for the nourishment of others? Is our hope rooted in Jesus Christ? Not human beings, not the powers of this world, but in Jesus Christ. And if it isn't, or if it's weak, what do we need to do to get some fertilizer to get our roots more deeply into Jesus Christ? What kind of prayer do we need to do? What kind of things do we need to do out in the world to practice living our faith? Do we actually step out in faith and talk about our faith? Do we talk about our hope? Do we tell other people who are wandering, you know, I've got the answer to all of our problems. It's Jesus Christ. Come along with me. We'll learn together, we'll grow together so that we can be good disciples. But we're called to grow in our faith and our hope, to be rooted in Jesus Christ, and to take that light of hope into the world. Not keep it to ourselves, but rather, as Jesus says, go out into the whole world and proclaim the good news and baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's our call. That's what we're called to do, to remember we are created as children of God through baptism to bear the hope of Jesus Christ in the world and to keep pointing out the way and leading people closer to Jesus so that, unlike Adam and Eve who were kicked out of the garden, one day we will be able to go back to paradise and be with Jesus for all eternity, knowing a joy, contentment, fulfillment that we only get little hints of here and now. But it's up to us to recommit ourselves to Jesus Christ, to choose Jesus every day, and to fashion everything we do and say around Jesus and what he tells us to do and be in our lives. So as we go forth, we are a people that bear the hope of the world. We bear Christ in our bodies. He is our hope. And we're called to share that hope with others so that they too can see the light of Christ and follow Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life.